Makota pela. Makota pela. Ya unga unga wa kastoma. Zipiango. Wa kastoma zipiango.
Zika chitika. Musa vimverera kwa.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio. Kalikiliki residents bemoan a lack of drainages. Police in Kasemba investigating a case in which an 18-year-old motorbike rider was allegedly raped by an unknown woman. In Africa news, a calls for karma grow as Malawians await poll results. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chua. Residents of Lusaka's Kalikiliki compound have bemoaned the lack of proper drainages in the area. The residents have charged that this is one of the reasons why perennial plants have continued affecting them due to the lack of a proper drainage system. And the angry residents have accused their elected leaders of neglecting them, saying every year many promises are made to construct the drainages in the area, but nothing has come to fruition. The residents have since called on their area councillor, Shadrack Chimwanga, to quickly move in to lobby for the construction of the drainages before the onset of the rains. Police in Kasemba have launched investigations into a rape case which occurred on 17th September 2025, around 22 hours in Konkomene area of Kasemba district. Northwestern Division Commission of Police, Brighton Siwale, confirmed the incident and said the victim is an 18-year-old motorbike rider from Kinkomene area under Chief Kasemba. According to police, the victim was hired by a female passenger to take her to her residence in Kinkomene. He said upon arrival, the woman allegedly lured him into the house on the pretext of collecting money for the ride. Once inside, she locked the door and demanded a sexual intercourse. It is further reported that two other women inside the house threatened to call people to beat the victim and seize his motorbike if he refused. The victim was then forced into the bedroom where he had unprotected sex with the suspect. Police say the victim sought medical attention 3 days later and was advised to report the matter, after which a docket of rape was opened. Commissioner Siwale stated that no arrests have been made so far, but investigations are ongoing. The Zero Waste organization ZEWO has called for the establishment of more effective recycling plants in Lusaka to help manage waste locally and sustainably. ZEWO Chief Executive Officer Langizia Shimba said the current lack of functional recycling infrastructure has forced the organization to transport recyclable waste to South Africa, a process that is costly and unsustainable. Mrs. Shimba added that there is still a lot of work to be done in improving Zambia's waste management systems and emphasized the need for local investment in the recycling facilities.
Here in Lusaka, I can attest that we have not seen a single recycling plant, although we've heard that there are recycling plants around. They could be one or two, but we don't have a lot of them. We are still taking the waste to South Africa for recycling. Then it comes back as a product which people can use. We need to do a lot in that area.
The impasse between Rema's logistics management and its workers has caught the attention of Ndola District Commissioner Precious Njekwa, who visited the company in Ndola. In addressing the matter, where over 30 drivers were instantly dismissed without any valid reason, Ms. Njekwa said Rema's logistics management has pledged not to continue on the trajectory of breaking the labor laws by termination of jobs in an abrupt manner. She further advised the company and the Zambia Union of Tanker Drivers to engage the affected drivers and come up with an amicable solution.
So that is the management has said to never repeat themselves. I want to assure you. My office is open. It's open.
Meanwhile, some drivers have questioned what laws are followed by the company when dismissing the drivers and have vowed not to go ahead with work unless the current management is overhauled. We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
0966 22 and 15.
Like a J52 then 333.
That's my number. The one with all zeros to last.
We all have our way of saying our number. It's more than just digits. It's part of our identity. With MTN Namba Yanga, you can join the MTN family with the same number that everybody already knows. Simply reserve your number by visiting our website, nambayanga.mtn.zm. Reserve your number today and register it within 7 days to make it yours. Namba Yanga.
MTN, everywhere you go.
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, mitengo, zama oda, zamene tarangira, ife, pa Company Radio, ni easy.
50 kg Rumanda, 150. 50 kg Kalembula, 130. 50 kg Delele, 500. 50 kg Impwa, 250. 50 kg Repu, 130. 50 kg Chinese, 70 kwacha. 50 kg Mupilu, 100 kwacha. 50 kg Chihuahua, 100 kwacha. 25 kg Kandolo, 110. 25 kg Masau, 180. 25 kg Tute, a fresh, 330. onyoni ya white ponchi 130, onyoni ya red